well, we went to church, and then right after church, we headed up the Round Lake and went quadding and all that stuff with Kirby's. He showed us quite a bit of the lakefront all the way down from their place to not quite to the east end. But I've seen where lots of people live, Bob Dodds and people that moved here from Rokesville. I don't remember all their names. We did have piles of smoke. It's funny. It was smoky there. Not so much that it would bother you breath-wise, but seeing wasn't good. And then we come up to Whitewood, and then it was better there, and as we proceeded towards Mooseman and here, it's, I'd say, 50% better by a long shot. There, back to you.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it was hazy here. I didn't smell the smoke. Of course, the missus does. But, it was moderately hazy here. So, yeah, you must have had a good puff of smoke up that way to be that much darker. But, what else am I going to tell you there? Oh, yeah, I saw your granddaughter next door to Mr. Potter there last night. Nope, night before. Friday night.
Oh, Roger. Who was that and what time was that back to you?
We were playing cards. They had us over for cards and stuff. And so it would have been 1 o'clock-ish, thereabouts.
Oh, fine business on that. Is that the house that Ron Beidle built there that she was at?
Yep, I don't know if she was inside. We were just backing out. There was several cars parked out in the front, so there was something going on there. Somebody having a good evening, and there was a car stopped in the road as I pulled out, and I just happened to see her getting into it. So I don't know whether she was in there or just getting back into the car, letting somebody else out for it. But I kind of snickered because, whatever.
Yeah, fine on that. Yeah, they were down at the fireworks at the lake that night. She was out around Lake today, and the older granddaughter was there too, so the four of them were there, Kirby and Sherry and the two girls, so we seen them all there. And we seen Ludwig's too, but they came home and are going to go to the U.S., I guess, from what they're saying. Anyway, we'll give it back to you, and I don't think there's anything else too exciting. We'll probably be chit-chatting later on this week, okay?
Yep, Roger that. Yeah, that would make sense, because like I said, I don't know if she was really in the house. I think there were just a bunch of people that had come back, and it sounds like they all kind of came to the same spot and were dropping people off, picking people up kind of thing. So, that's good. Colin's enjoying the fireworks there tonight. He says they're just about ready to start. So, let you go. Thanks for being there.
Roger, 73s.
One more shout-out for the Rokenville area. This is the Parkman Damager Chit-Chat calling. Please come now. Hey, we're into Arcola, note 1808 down south around Estevan, Arcola, Estevan area. Do we have anybody tonight? This is the Parkman Damager Chit-Chat. More time for the Arcola Estevan area. This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat calling. Hey, last on the list from Saskatchewan, 1884. Last but not least, Humboldt. Do we have anybody in Humboldt tonight? Please come down. one more shout out for Humboldt. This is the Park Bend Amateur Chit Chat, looking to talk to somebody. Please come now. Nothing heard. Okay, let's go to Manitoba. Roblin, and we'll put Flin Flon back in there too. Anybody in Roblin or Flin Flon tonight for the Park Bend Amateur Chit Chat? If you're there, please come now. Time for Roblin or Flin Flon. This is the Park Bend Amateur Chit Chat. Looking to talk to you. Okay, let's leave the province and go to Alberta. Medicine Hat, node 1188. Who do we have in Medicine Hat tonight? Please come now. One more shout out. Anybody in Medicine Hat tonight for the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat? Looking to
you
talk to somebody. Please
to
come
now. 9300.
They're all finished barbecuing. Don't know what they're doing. Anyway, okay, let's go right out to the West Coast, folks. That's where we wrap things up. Node 1000. Vancouver and New Westminster, Node 1507. Who do we have out in the West Coast tonight? This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat, looking to talk to somebody out your way. Please come now.
Hello from out west. Top of the evening, VE7ROX in Burnaby, British Columbia, in between Vancouver and New Westminster. Wishing all out there a happy Sunday from sunny Burnaby. All is well, no traffic, back to net.
Ah, nice to hear you again there, Jim. Glad your weather's good. We had a nice day here, too. Lots of bugs, but the breeze kept them down for a little bit, but not enough for my liking. But thanks for joining us. Hope you had a good week. Hope you have a good week coming up. And may the weather be just right for you. Do we have anybody else out there besides James in the West Coast? Anybody at all? Please come now.
Yeah, Victor Alpha 7, November Romeo Charlie, going into node 1507 here from West Vancouver, BC, on the north shore of the Lower Mainland. And with no real traffic, we did have some rain today. I have half a millimeter on the rain gauge, and we had about 5.5 millimeters yesterday. So anyways, looks like sun in the forecast, and thanks for taking the check in, VA7NRC.
Thanks for joining us, Brendan. It's always good to have you in there. Nice to catch up. And, yeah, good that you're getting a little bit of moisture. Mind you, Vancouver, to me, always has rain. But then I was always there in the wet season, so I never did get a good summer there. It was always just spring or fall, winter, and spring school sessions. But thanks for joining us. Have yourself a great week. Hopefully the weather holds up for you, and you can enjoy it all. Do we have anybody else out in the West Coast tonight? North Vancouver, West Vancouver, Vancouver Island, even Northern Washington. Anybody out in the West Coast, this is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat, looking to talk to you. Please come now.
Victor Alpha 7, Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Echo 7, Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. David, good evening, and how are you this fine evening? What have you been up to all week?
1, 2, 5, 3, 7,
got a Victor Alpha 5 Golf. I think it's Golf Golf Sierra. You're a little bit staticky there, but go ahead and correct my call if I'm wrong.